This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Alito, and he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. I know probably a couple of weeks ago or maybe a month ago, we talked a little bit about the growth of eight-man football, and it's true, Brian, it's growing, and you have a school in your area that is moving to eight-man football. That's Polo High School in 2019. A proud member of the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference. What kind of domino is that going to have?
Jim, that's a great question, and I think that seems to be the fear of a lot of people around here, that some of the smaller schools will look to that as an option, and just losing one team out of one side of the conference might change things up. And it wasn't that Polo had settled upon that, I think, initially. I think they had gone and maybe talked to Chadwick-Milledgeville and talked to some other districts around looking at the potential of co-oping. And that apparently was an avenue that they couldn't follow through on. So they said, hey, we're going to go to eight-man effective in 2019. And I think there's some other schools around here that are taking, you know, keen interest in that. And they may wait to see how it kind of turns out, but that might be something that a number of these smaller schools go for.
Yeah, and I look at the one side, Brian, of the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference, the Upstate Division. You have a lot of small enrollments there. I think Polo this year in the IHSA directory listed at 185, not a surprise. But they're not the smallest school enrollment-wise on that side of the Northwest Upstate Illini. Ashton Franklin Center is at 155. Freeport Aquins at 165, Orangeville, the Broncos at 101. I'm trying to figure out how they can have 11-man football right now. So as we mentioned, they have to be seriously considering that, and I assume that there's a lot of talk up that way about this possibility, because I would assume Polo has to believe that if they're going to bite off this 8-man football opportunity, they have to be hoping that some of these other schools in this side of the Northwest Upstate Illini will also fall into place.
Yeah, I think that that is probably something they were thinking about, and I think maybe they wanted to be the pioneer and lead the way and have other schools follow. And we didn't talk about Warren, but Warren's another one of those schools with a small enrollment. And talking to their coach every week during the football season, like he said, it's very tough for him to send freshmen and sophomores out there to really just get their lunch handed to them on a weekly basis with the thought of potential injury. And they, too, are looking at options, and they've looked at a number of options.
And among those is actually co-oping with a school in Wisconsin and playing in a Wisconsin league. And I know they haven't made a final decision, but that surely would be interesting.
It would be, and if you are familiar with, co-oping across state lines, I think it's something that the IHSA doesn't allow any longer, but there's one program that's grandfathered in, and that's Scales Mound. They co-op with Benton. It's like the perfect marriage, Benton, Wisconsin, just across the border. Those kids have a chance at Scales Mound to play football, and that's gone rather swimmingly. I would think if Warren steps across the line and plays with Blackhawk, Wisconsin, they would be patterning themselves a little bit after the Benton Scales Mound co-op, which has gone really, really well over the years.
And then the other issue now, Brian, is what does this do to conference affiliation? And I would assume there may be some interest from some area schools looking now to the Northwest Upstate Illini maybe to fill a spot or two, and this is just speculation and conjecture, but I would think, you know, a school like Fulton that abuts the West Carroll School District, a school like Morrison that has expressed interest before, and those are schools that, you know, are ranging enrollment from, I think, around 260 to 300. I would think that there would have to be some interest, maybe not by the school district, but the community. And again, that's just speculation and conjecture, but that's the other domino that comes into play with this eight-man decision by Polo.
Yeah, exactly. And I would think that a number of those schools that you mentioned would love to get in on the big side of the conference and get a chance to play teams like Lena Winslow and EPC and Forest and West Carroll and really be in a very competitive football division and in other sports as well. But I think that that would have a wide appeal for a lot of different schools.
All right, he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Alito. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.